Well, taking place in about a week and a half next Friday, August the 4th, WGRC Day at Knoebels. All the fun begins 2 o'clock over at the Bandshell. So come on over, say hi. We love connecting with you. Make plans now if you haven't already to be there. But lots of fun all afternoon, evening long, and part of that includes the Alan Scott Band.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to hearing you guys. Alan Scott joining us in studio this morning. First of all,
good morning.
Good morning. Great to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
So making the road trip in from the State College area this
morning.
Yes. So little,
lots of Amish country.
Well, beautiful, beautiful area. And fortunately, no downpours to contend with this morning.
That's good.
Well, I'm looking forward to you guys being on stage. It's going to be during that 5 o'clock hour. Should be a great time. Your music's been catching more and more attention, not just in the region, but beyond as well. You've been out doing a lot of concerts, but starting to really get those songs out there in front of people. What's it been like seeing God take, you know, your gift of music and starting to propel the platform further and further?
It's been awesome. I'm not qualified to, I guess I don't have the formal qualifications to be in ministry, because I just did everything I could to throw my life away. So it's been kind of humbling to see God be able to still use my life. And it's been cool, and it's been a steady, gradual process, just working hard day in and day out. Not a lot of glamour all the time.
You mentioned about doing some things to throw your life away. And everyone's made mistakes. We all come from a different path and journey. But God's the God of restored situations, reconciling people, turnaround stories. Real quick, what's that snapshot look like of a turnaround that's taken place in your life?
Well, just out of broken family and background of drug addiction and multiple rehabs and being in prison and all that stuff. And it's just been, you know, God found me and interjected himself into my life and saved me. And that was 15 years ago. And just began to restore my life and put it back together. And really, he's a God that can restore any situation and bring hope to any situation.
And as you've taken your story, you've been able to really turn it over to God, and he's used your story to really impact your music.
Yes. Yeah. Those are the themes that run through the music, just about God's grace and about his power. And we get to take some of this music into prisons and different places with the ministry that we have. And so that's really fun to see how it impacts people who are down and out.
It's pretty neat. You just said about your encounter with Christ came about 15 years ago.
Yes.
And just moments ago on the numbers game, we talked about a mine rescue.
Yeah.
15 years ago this week in Somerset County, the Cue Creek Mine Rescue. 9 miners rescued from underground. What a picture of salvation that is.
Yeah,
you know,
totally.
They're physically coming out of the depths of a situation they couldn't save themselves from. 9 for 9 pulled out. And here you're talking about the amazing rescue that God has done in each one of our hearts and lives, as he's made a way when we had no way to do
That's
it.
That's right.
Cool stuff. 15 years ago. Well, Alan Scott's got the view here. He's also got the music he'll be sharing from the stage at WGRC Day at Knoebels. We're introducing you as you get a chance to know these artists before August 4th rolls around. You'll be sharing a number of songs. The song we're about to hear, is it one we're going to hear probably coming up a week from Friday? Tell me a little bit about it.
So the song is called Waymaker, and just in my own life, I've seen God do impossible things. And it's just not like empty theology for me. It's he took my life. And I was a guy that wasn't seeking him. I was running as fast as I could from him, but he was able to run faster. And he put my life back together. And I've just seen him be faithful over and over in my life, making a way, not because I deserve it. And so, you know, and that the truth, I'm not special. That truth is for anybody, any situation that you're going through, any mountain that's in front of you or any valley. He's a God that can make a way in your life, and he's willing and able to do it.
You're going to be sharing for us a song right now.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about it.
This is a song called What You Say. And, you know, the enemy in my own life, you know, I have a past filled with a lot of failures, a lot of running from God, drug addiction, and just all of that stuff. And the enemy likes to come into our lives, and he likes to define our present and our future by our past. Our past could be 5 minutes ago, and he likes to, he looks at us, and the awesome thing about the cross is that Jesus redefined who we are. He didn't just clothe us. He redefined us from the inside out, gave us a new heart. You know, it says on the cross that he took every sin that we would ever commit, and he absorbed into his body every failing, every sin, and he gave us credit for his perfect righteousness. 2 Corinthians 5:21, he who knew no sin became sin so that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ. And righteousness is just perfect rightness. And so before God, we are holy and clean and favored. It says in 1 John, as he is, so are we in this world. Well, how is Jesus? He is seated next to the right hand. He's seated next to God in heavenly places. He's favored. So as he is, so are we. But see, and that's our identity in Christ. But the enemy comes and reminds us about who we are according to maybe our failures. But God wants us to live according to who he says we are. And that's a powerful truth. If you're struggling, if you're not perfect like me, Jesus has redefined you to your core. And so you're doing better than you think you are. And so this is a song called What You Say, and it's about that truth.
Alan Scott Band for you in studio live here on WGRC's Morning Show. You have taken your music to a lot of different settings, a lot of different looks you get to see. But one of those that I know is special for you is taking your music to an audience that is incarcerated. Tell me what that experience has been like.
Wow, so we started a nonprofit in 2015 called Found in Favor Ministries, and the whole purpose of that ministry is to go to places where people maybe are losing in life, prisons, rehabs, homeless shelters, and so we do probably 10 to 15 different Found in Favor events every year. The most recent one we did was last week. On Wednesday, we were at Quahana Boot Camp, which is, I think it's in the Carthus area. It's out towards Clearfield. And but it was a place where they have, you know, full spectrum of ages. But some of these guys and ladies are enrolled in this kind of rehabilitative program. It's a boot camp. And some are just there. It's a minimum security prison, state correctional facility. And we brought, you know, it was full production, so we get to bring in all our stuff, and there's a check-in process. They check every piece of equipment, look through everything to make sure we're not bringing anything into the prison. So that's always an interesting experience and background checks. But once we get in there and we get to share, I'll share my story, you know, basically that I don't have, you know, by the world standards, I'm a loser, but by God's standards, he has changed my identity. When you know, there's a scripture in Psalms that says the Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He saves those who are crushed in spirit. And when we go into these prisons, the fruit is low. I mean, when someone who's hurting hears the message that God is for them, that he loves them, that in Christ he's not holding their wrongs against them, it's amazing how people respond. You know, they begin to internalize, there's hope in my situation. And they ask the question that really there's hope in our situation. So really when we go in there, we're trying to convince them of that good news. And so it's been awesome to see that in different homeless shelters and rehabs. We've been to some rehabs this year. And then we do some events outside of the prison system where we'll work with churches, and they'll bring actually people from rehabs in an area. And we just did an event like that in Buffalo. So it's just been one of the most rewarding things that we do.
Alan Scott Band, part of the WGRC Day at Knoebels lineup.